Welcome to the My Essential Birth podcast. I'm Courtney.
And I'm Stephanie, and we're professional doulas, childbirth educators, and the creators of My Essential Birth, the holistic, empowering online childbirth education course helping mothers everywhere confidently achieve their best birth. So join us each week as we share tips and advice for all things pregnancy, birth, and beyond.
Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so that you can be the first to get new content. And head over to www.myessentialbirth.com for more information about our birth course and to join a community of mamas just like you. Before we get started, we would like to invite you to leave a review for this podcast in iTunes. It's a brand new show, and it's really important in the launch of a new podcast to gather reviews. Will you please help us spread the word by leaving a review so that more mamas have a chance of finding this podcast when they search for one?
We read every single review, and we promise to keep doing that. We love what everyone, all of you ladies, have been saying about the Pregnancy and Birth Made Easy podcast here with My Essential Birth. So thank you, everyone, for your continued support. All right, this week's episode is really exciting because we have with us, her name is Shaylee, and not only is she an incredible mother, but she's also a fitness coach, and I'm going to let her introduce herself a little bit here to tell you more about what she does. But basically, she does all the things. She's an incredible mom. She exercises. She's got an entire Instagram and membership program where she can get you guys all into everything exercise. And it's, for me, at least when I'm following you, and I'll let you talk about that a little bit more, but my favorite part is that it's not just about how your body looks, right? So when you introduce yourself, I want you to talk a little bit about that too, but just tell us a little bit about yourself, like how many kids you have, how long you've been doing what you're doing, how you got into it, whatever's on your mind. Tell us about you.
Awesome. So like Stephanie said, I'm Shaylee Campbell. And I have been doing fitness probably, I went to BYU and graduated in exercise and wellness, and I was there from 09 to 2013 and got my degree. And then once I graduated in 2013, I decided to get my personal training license, and I got my NASM certification, and I've had it ever since. So it's been I've probably been doing personal training a little over 7+ years. And I love it. I love everything fitness, exercise, living healthy. I feel like as a kid, my mom always cooked really healthy, and we were always active in sports and gymnastics, cheerleading, track, all the things. And it was just always my passion to take care of my body and feel good. So, once I got my license, I kind of was doing one-on-one training in person, and then I got pregnant and decided to kind of take it more online. So I started my shayfit.com website, where I sell gym and home membership programs that people can follow right from their phones. And then I do monthly challenges, ab challenges, booty challenges, a bunch of different challenges where I'll run a challenge for 20 days. And it's just fun to see everyone transform and join those challenges, because it kind of gives them just a little bit of push to get through it in 20 days and see if they can commit. So that's always fun too. And while I got pregnant, I decided to get my pre and postnatal certification and get my pregnancy like license so that I could write a pregnancy and postpartum program. So I do offer that on my website as well. And then I only have one kid. So my first kid, he's a boy and his name's Banks. And we had him just barely in September 4, 2019.
So cool. Okay. So just for everyone listening, this episode is kind of a twofold because she's so incredible with what she does professionally. We wanted to make sure to touch on that as well. But I think most moms want to hear all about the birth story too. So we're going to get started with that first and just ask some basic things that I think we get all the time in the DMs, like what do contractions feel like? How do I know when I'm in labor? That kind of stuff. But you also had, if you're willing to share that, you also had a little bit of an interesting, like how you guys ended up getting pregnant, and it went very well for you. But if you're willing to share that, I know that other women are in that same boat.
Yeah, totally. So it wasn't easy for us to get pregnant, and I feel like a lot of women go through that. And so we decided to do some fertility stuff. I was super into like exercise and fitness. I did a fitness competition, a bikini competition, and kind of like lost a lot of body fat. So I kind of had to become a woman again and get a regular cycle. So we started on some like hormone stuff to, get me back on track. And then we started some fertility. They were the Gonal F shots, and Jake would give me shots, and we did it for probably a year and like the timed intercourse. And the first time it didn't work. So it was probably a whole year of trying, and it didn't work the first time. And so we went through the process again, and it worked the second time. We felt super lucky because obviously it didn't get too serious to where we had to do like IVF and all those things, which I know is so hard and so stressful. And so we felt super lucky that way. But it is so hard to go through infertility. And I feel like sometimes moms feel like alone, or they feel like it's only them, or why them, you know. And I think they need to realize that other people like do go through it too, and it's okay, and it's not just them. But I totally feel for moms that like struggle with that and struggle with miscarriage or struggle with not being able to get pregnant, because it's so hard. And you try not to stress. And I feel like that's the biggest thing you do is stress. So, yeah. So we actually.
I know. They try to just relax and it'll happen.
And you're like, uh-huh. That's the last thing on my mind. So, yeah.
As I'm taking my ass every day, how close am I to, you know?
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. So we felt super lucky that way, because it did work the second time. But it is quite a process. So.
Yeah, that's really great. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, really quick. Well, I don't know, maybe not really quick, but I loved when you were going through your pregnant stuff. I remember there were a couple posts, or maybe you shared on your stories. People would ask you like, how are you feeling so good? Or didn't you get sick? Don't you have any nausea? And you kind of shared about your nutrition and exercise and how you thought that played a part. So will you tell us a little bit about
that?
Yeah,
totally. So I wasn't super sick, luckily, so I never threw up, but I did kind of get the car sick feeling a little bit, just in the mornings where you kind of wake up and you're like, oh, I kind of feel car sick. But luckily, I never threw up. I feel like once I'd wake up in the morning, I'd make sure to like drink some water and eat something. And then once I went to the gym, I actually felt way better. Like, I feel like that sounds really weird, but I feel like exercising and working out like helped a ton with nausea, and helped, even though like your energy gets super low, especially towards the end of your pregnancy. I feel like I had a lot of energy, like as far as still being able to go to the gym and exercise and move my body. It made me feel better.
Look like it.
What'd you say?
Yeah. I said, you certainly look it. I loved it. All the way up to the end, I'm like, that girl's going to throw herself into labor. And you were saying that. Like, your last posts were like, maybe this will do the trick, you know?
I was wishing, but Banks didn't want to come out. It was pretty awesome. Yeah, he was pretty cozy in there, I think. So,
yeah. Yes. I'm just curious, like, is that something that your mom also experienced, or siblings? Like, was that like a hereditary thing where like you guys all exercised and you felt good, you didn't have nausea? Or do you really attribute that to like nutrition and your exercise routine?
My mom actually was super sick with, I think, either my little brother or my older sister. She wasn't sick with me, but she exercised throughout all of us, and she actually filmed an aerobics workout video like the day before she delivered my oldest sister, which was so funny because she was like 40 weeks pregnant, and it's like the cutest thing ever because she looks awesome and she's like doing this workout aerobics old school video. So yeah, I mean, she always ate really healthy and exercised, and I think, and she had really good births and recovery and things like that too. So I think that definitely helps staying active and eating healthy. I think food for sure plays a part. I definitely still ate healthy throughout my pregnancy. And I drink greens and things like that that helped a ton, I feel like, and just made sure I was eating enough, you know, to fuel myself and my baby. And I think eating a variety of foods, of healthy stuff, not just like, oh, I'm gonna crave this or that, I don't know. But I think it's important because you're not just only taking care of yourself, but you're taking care of a little baby inside too. So yeah
I think that's certainly like a, particularly of like my parents' era, even, of like, if you're craving it, the baby needs it.
Yeah.
So grab the 2 liter of Dr. Pepper and your entire thing of Red Vines, you know, and go to town.
Totally.
And that's just not true. You know, it's not good for us. It doesn't make you feel good. And then, of course, that nutrition is not getting the baby. Totally. So, I mean, I'm not opposed to cravings. Yeah. Trust me. I had my fair share of cold stone and all the rest of it. Totally. But you gotta set a base. So that's
no. Really, and I'm totally. I mean, I love ice cream too, but it's not like I'm gonna sit and eat it every day. You know, like. Yes, at moderation.
Counting up for my protein.
Yeah,
right.
Totally.
Okay, did you have any symptoms that, like, what were your first symptoms? You're like, oh my gosh, I'm pregnant. Was it your missed period or did you have things prior?
So we were actually in Hawaii when we, it was in December when we had kind of been on the shots and we had been doing the timed intercourse. So we were waiting out those next couple of weeks to see if I was pregnant. And I remember, like, this is probably too much information, but my breasts, my boobs were like, so they were big. And I'm like, whoa, I've never had anything up top. I've never been blessed with that. And they were super tender. And then I also kind of felt like a little bit, I don't know, like a little bit bloaty, if that sounds silly, but I was just kind of like, whoa, I kind of feel like I'm pregnant. And Jake kept looking at me like, oh dang, you do have something up top. He's never noticed that before. So yeah, I feel like I noticed it in my breasts first. They were like super tender for sure. But awesome. So it was kind of fun. We were in Hawaii and took a pregnancy test and then surprised my family on the beach with riding in the sand. So it was kind of cool that way.
That is cool. I didn't know that. That's pretty neat. Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about what kind of preparation you did specifically using either the My Essential Birth course or the workbook that helped prep you during pregnancy and for the actual birth?
For sure. I remember when you guys sent me the book, I was super excited about it because I feel like knowledge is power with anything. I'm huge on that. Like, I'm always wanting to learn more and continue my education and be the best trainer I can be. And I feel like your guys' book, seriously, it hits on all the things, which is so awesome. Like, it even hits on, like, nutrition and taking care of your body. I feel like the biggest thing I used it for was, like, the stretching and, like, kind of preparing your body that way, because I feel like for birth, you kind of, I don't know, like, I feel like I'm not super flexible. Like, I'm strong, you know, but I feel like learning how to, like, stretch and just different positions to, like, put yourself in to practice before the actual birth. I feel like that was huge for me and super helpful. And like your guys' checklist of things to prepare for the hospital after. Like, you guys have seriously an awesome book, and I'm not just saying that. Like, I feel like there was so much stuff in there that new moms and, like, moms that have never given birth, or even if it's, like, their second or third kid, they're just, like, you could use it over and over again just because it's, like, so much knowledge, you know?
That book is what kept us from launching for a while because we were so adamant about getting that, totally. Right? So
yes,
thank you.
It's awesome.
All right, so tell us, walk us through the birth just a little bit, and tell us about, like, did you have your baby at home or a birth center or hospital? What kind of provider did you have? Did you have a doula? What did that look like for you?
So I planned on a natural birth my whole pregnancy. I prepared that way. I, like, took courses of natural birth and just wanted to, like, totally have a natural birth. I'm like, I'm tough enough. Like, I can do this. The woman body's, like, able to do this. So I was very consistent. I studied a ton. I practiced, like I said, all these different, like, stretching techniques and just a bunch of different things. So I planned on that. And I also, like, signed up, I guess is what you call it. You have to apply to have your baby in the Simply Birth Suite in the hospital. And I really wanted to do that because it was, I mean, there was no medication in there. Like, you could get in the tub. There was a tub in there and all that good stuff. So I applied for that and I got accepted for that. So I, when I first went into labor, that's where I got to go, which was awesome. And my doula, I had a doula that I hired and she was in there with me as well. But I also had a doctor as well in there. But I did have my doula come to the hospital with me because I wanted her there to just have my back as far as, like, telling the nurses and doctor, like, the way I wanted my birth. I feel like that's huge for women. Like, if you're planning on having a natural birth, I, like, suggest you write out your birth plan, have your doula there, and just, like, tell them how you want your birth because you have that right, you know? And I feel like a lot of times women think, oh, I just have to listen to the doctor. But you can have your birth the way you want and enjoy it. So that was my plan. And I went into labor and I went into the Simply Birth suite and I labored for 21 hours of natural birthing. And it was quite the experience, that's for sure. But it was seriously incredible. So I labored for 21 hours and I only got to an 8 at the end. I remember when I first went in.
Nothing only. You got to an 8. Wow.
Seriously. So when I first checked into the hospital, I was at a 4.5. So they luckily, because my doula knew the nurse, she let me go into the Simply Birth suite right away, which was awesome. So I got to go in there. Amazing. And I remember, I don't even know the time because it's all a blur now. But I got to a couple hours later, and then my water still hadn't broke though, which was crazy. And so the doctor had to eventually break my water, so then my water broke, and then I finally got to an 8. But what was unfortunate is that Banks's head wasn't pressing down on my pelvis, so it wasn't opening up my cervix or whatever. And so I finally the doctor's like, okay, we probably need to either try an epidural or do a C-section. And I was avoid the C-section, totally did not want that. That was the last thing in my birth plan. So I tried an epidural and it actually didn't help. It did for sure give me some relief finally. But I didn't dilate anymore. And then I actually kind of degressed, which was weird. I kind of went to 7.5, but so they ended up doing the C-section, and it was fine. It was super hard, though, I'm not going to lie. In the hospital, Jake and I kind of had a breakdown, and we were like, holy cow, because we're scared, It's your first birth, and you don't know what to expect, and you feel like C-section is the worst thing in the world. But we just realized that, it was the safest and best way for me and the baby to stay healthy and get us here safely. So we did the C-section and we had this big baby boy that was 8 pounds and he's amazing, but it was quite the experience. So we ended up C-section, but honestly, I'm super grateful for C-sections now because I feel like without them, Banks and I probably wouldn't be here, So pretty cool that way.
Yeah, and I really appreciate you did an IG live and Instagram, it was an IGTV where you guys went, you shared that story, and I thought it was so empowering. It really touched me. So I'm a VBAC mom, but I had my first baby was born by a cesarean, and I don't I didn't have anybody to listen to or to talk to where they were saying positive things or walking through even some trauma from that, publicly, where it was okay to feel these feelings and walk through that. And so I thought that was such a beautiful thing that you were very vulnerable. It was very shortly after all of that went down and you're I know I haven't shared my story yet. And then it was just a couple days, I feel like. And then you share this story and I just thought, what a blessing. And I remember reading all of the comments on that, on your IG, and just so much support. Oh my gosh. And thank you so much. And I love that you shared this. And I felt the exact same way. So that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the podcast. I want moms to know, you still birthed your baby. It doesn't take away from the power or the majesty of being a mother and bringing a baby into the world. It's just one of the ways that we do it.
So, and it was pretty crazy. I'm in tears talking about this right now because I got so many DMs from all these moms that were you've given me so much hope and comfort and you've made me feel okay that I had a C-section and we still are moms and we still have, like you said, it's still a birth. And it was seriously.
I
feel grateful that for all the love and kind words that I got back after sharing it, because it was kind of scary to share, because I felt like I let a lot of people down because I talked all about my natural birth, but it's I still have to be proud and find that. And I think a lot of women need to find that it's okay to have a C-section and that you're still an amazing mother and can still talk about how amazing your birth was. So,
yeah, I totally agree. With that, just knowing okay, I planned for this thing and for whatever reason, this ended up being a necessary cesarean birth. Do you regret or are you still grateful that you did all the prep work or are you I wish I wouldn't even
I'm,
bother?
Yeah, I'm How for sure feel? Super grateful I did, for sure, because I feel like I recovered so much quicker And like, just like I said, knowledge is power, and having that knowledge of everything, like I would never go back or change what I did, because I loved everything that I learned and the experience for sure.
Yeah.
Like I, even though it's like so painful, no, and then, like feeling all the natural, like it's, I mean, it's like, whoa, like you've never felt something like that before, but to like experience that, you can never, you know, it's like, it's pretty incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. So I always wonder, so this is how I feel about it for myself particularly. And I'm curious if you feel the same, like, because I did all the prep work for myself, I like, if I have a cesarean birth now, I didn't do that with my first, and it ended in what I believe was an unnecessary cesarean for my body. But now I think about it and I'm like, I've got all this under my belt. So I know if I have a cesarean birth this next time that it'll be necessary, because I knew we did all the things, for sure. You know?
Well, and too, like I remember going to my doctor's appointments and my doctor was like, are you sure you want to go natural? Like you're pretty small. Like he always told me I had a gymnast type pelvis, and I don't know, he didn't know if I could, and so he was kind of very doubtful the whole time. Like he's a great guy and I love him to death, but he was very doubtful, and I was just like adamant, like no, like I want to do this, you know. So yeah, so I was grateful he let me, but I mean when it comes down to it, if it's, I mean, kind of physics and I can't, like my pelvis is too small, I mean obviously that's okay, but I'm still so glad that I gotta do what I wanted to do. Because you want your own birth, you know?
Yeah.
So,
okay. So if you could say just anything, like one thing to mothers that have been through this experience, particularly maybe going for a natural birth and not having that desired outcome, what would you say to them? What advice would you
give? I would say, I feel like the biggest thing I would say to them is don't let yourself feel disappointed. I think that's the first thing we do as women in everything. Like we're our worst enemy, you know, we're our worst critics, especially just in everyday life. Like, and when you can't like have that birth or you end up in a C-section, just know that it's okay. Like you're still an amazing person. You're still an amazing mom, and you still are having, you're bringing a child into this world. Like how amazing is that? So I think the biggest thing I would say is just don't let yourself, feel defeated. Don't let yourself feel disappointed, and don't be hard on yourself.
I love that. Thank you. Do you have Jake nearby? Yeah, if I could ask a couple questions. Okay. Hey, hi Jake. I just wanted to ask you a few questions from dad's point of view, cause I think that is so fun and we don't talk about it enough, and I love to put my husband on the spot. So why not? Right. So I want to ask a few things. So like, what was like the number one thing that you were most grateful to know, or what were the several things even that you were so grateful to know going into this birth experience, pregnancy or birth?
Can you hear me? Honestly, I didn't know hardly anything going in. No, really going in, I didn't know much. I was really glad that we took those birthing classes, because those helped a ton. But I think, honestly, the biggest thing, especially with Shaylee doing a natural birth, is just to be there for her, because it's not an easy thing, especially after going through it with her. It was very eye-opening just to see everything that she went through. But the fact that I could be there for her, hold her hand, help her through it, was really awesome. So it's not necessarily the answer you were looking for, but
no, that's great.
It was just cool.
Yeah. Okay. So if you could, like, maybe you could share with us, like, what did it look like for you to support Shaylee, like during contractions? Like what were some things, some different techniques you used or some different things that you did to help support her through that process?
Did we hold hands? Yeah. Honestly, it's such a blur for me. It's crazy. But yeah, just holding her hand and, you know, having some sort of contact with her and just telling her it's going to be okay. It's going to be over in a sec. Just keep pushing. Keep going. I don't know if we were ever pushing at any point. We were just trying to get through the contractions. Yeah.
Your words are encouraging our mood.
Yeah. And our doula taking the classes was like telling us dads, like, okay, you guys are going to be the person for her. Like, she's going to look to you, and you got to make sure you're saying the right things. You got to make sure you're reading her body language. If she doesn't want you to touch her, don't touch her. If she just on and on. And I was nervous going in. I'm like, well, geez, I got a full-time job on this. I don't know what I'm doing. But the connection that Shaylee and I have as far as just husband and wife and knowing each other so well, it honestly just came really natural as far as like holding her hand and knowing what she needed to hear. And because there were a couple times she was like, I can't do this. I can't do this. And both me and Trish, the doula, were like, yeah, you can. You've come so far. You can't stop now, which even though it wasn't the end goal that Shaylee wanted with delivery, she did do it. She went all the way through. So pretty cool.
Okay. If you could give advice to other dads, what would that be?
Okay. So I was given advice going into an older gentleman. And he said, it's going to be the hardest thing for you because you can't do a single thing for your wife. And knowing that going in, kind of
like to take the pain away.
Yeah. Like it kind of prepped me as far as like, because when he said that, I was like, what are you talking about? I mean, it's going to be harder for Shaylee than me. Obviously it was, but knowing that to expect it being hard on me was good, because if I wouldn't have had that advice, I would have been in tears. I'd have been a wreck myself.
Yeah, that's real. Okay, this next one's for both of you, and it's just for fun. If you like had to describe birth in one word, what would it be?
I'd say exhausting.
That's a good one, honestly.
Looking at Banks now, though, I can put it in two words: worth it.
Yeah. I would say empowering, because I feel like it's like the hardest thing you've ever done, but it's the greatest joy that you'll ever feel in your life, you know?
That wasn't one word.
Yeah.
Empowerment.
Oh,
empowerment.
That's one word.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I want to talk to you just a little bit about the exercise side of things, because I know that there's some questions that we get in DMs. And just things that moms want to know, just the basics even from the beginning. And I know that this is your expertise. So can you tell us just a little bit about what you do and the importance of exercise during pregnancy and postpartum?
So obviously the first thing I always say to like people that come to me or my like clients that like want me to help them throughout their pregnancy, I always say, ask your doctor first, obviously, because they have like the final doctor say, you know. But I feel like if you're already exercising before you got pregnant, like you should be fine to keep continuing to do so, because your body knows, like, and it's in a certain shape before you get pregnant. So I feel like biggest advice, like as far as exercising, is if you can kind of be in shape before you get pregnant, not be in shape, but I mean like have some sort of like exercise or activity going before you start getting into that deeper pregnancy process, it helps a ton. But it's okay. I mean, I feel like you can still, like, if you aren't a huge exercise person and you want to try and stay active during pregnancy, you still can. I mean, it's not gonna hurt you in any way. I wouldn't say like, oh, go hurry and lift like thousands and pounds of weights and all this, you know, especially if you've never done it before. Okay. But I think it's so good to keep continuing to move your body and take care of it that way, for sure, because it's only gonna benefit you.
Yeah, I agree. And it actually moves me into my next question, because I think a lot of women come to us, they're already pregnant and then they're wanting to exercise even though they haven't been, because they're like, no, this is good. So for women who have like never or rarely exercised prior, can they begin during pregnancy? And then what would that look like? Like, what would be your starting recommendation?
Yeah. After they talked to their doctor and got the okay, I would say maybe finding a program from someone like myself or someone that has a pregnancy certification, just so they can give you the correct guidelines to like start somewhere. I think like obviously just simple things like going for walks or like doing stuff on the elliptical, getting that heart rate up a lot, not a lot, but like just enough to like keep your heart healthy, you know, just simple things like that and moving your body. Mm-hmm. And another thing, especially that I've learned postpartum, because I was huge on this during my pregnancy, but keeping your inner core strength strong. Because I think a lot of times women get so frustrated because after birth, they experience like DR, dietis rectus or whatever, that ab separation. I can't even say it. It's like a tongue twister. I always say DR, but like they always get ab separation because yeah. they don't know how to properly keep that core engaged, you know? So I think if you can find a program or a trainer or someone to kind of guide you in that way and help you take care of your body while you develop that belly, I think that's huge for sure too.
Yeah. And you use that specific kind of breathing. What kind of breathing do you call it?
Or the TVA breathing. Yeah.
And so you, even on your Instagram posts and things, you actually have videos of yourself doing this, showing like the breathing technique.
I also incorporated it into my pregnancy programs as well.
So if somebody comes to you and they have been working out regularly, say that they go to the gym a lot and stuff, do you also have programs for that?
For sure. I usually kind of would probably stick them on one of my gym or / home membership workouts first, just because they are still, I mean, if they're already at that level where they already work out all the time, they can continue to do that. And then I usually have them switch over to my pregnancy guide, because with my pregnancy programs, I give them this guide with exercises they can start during their first trimester and then second trimester and then third, because once your belly gets bigger, there's certain things you can't do anymore, like laying on your back or like laying on your belly or things like that. So it just kind of helps them be able to adapt and adjust when their belly gets bigger, or they need to just kind of just do alternate exercises as they progress through their pregnancy.
And then I wanted to ask you, because I think, like I touched on this earlier, I think you have a really good overview, like ideology of like why we work out, like it's not just for the body. So, What would you say is the goal for somebody who is pregnant and wanting to exercise? Like, what do the goals look like? Is it for a toned physique? Is it for your mental state? Is it for your physical? Is it everything?
A little bit of everything. I think personally for me, I've always tried to push like, don't exercise because you hate your body, you know, exercise because it makes you feel good. Yeah. Well, and it's like, it makes you feel good. Like for me, it's like a stress reliever. Like it's nice to like get on the treadmill or go outside and walk or go for a run and just kind of clear your head, you know, or be in the gym and lift weights and feel strong. Like I think women kind of think, oh, I don't want to like get manly or get too strong, you know? And it's like, no, like you're a strong woman. You can have muscles if you want, you can have whatever you want. But I think if they can find that exercising is something that's not good, that's not only good for them, for their health and overall, like, I don't know the word I'm trying to say, but it's not only just good for like staying healthy. Mm-hmm. It's good for emotional like issues, I feel like, especially during postpartum. I feel like I was at a spot where I kind of was like, holy cow, I gotta get out of the house. Like you kind of feel like you're stuck, and you kind of, I mean, it's a hard time. I think postpartum like blues or postpartum, like if you kind of just sit in your house and you're like, oh, I have this new body, I have all these emotions running through, like I can't get out of the house. My husband's going to the gym. I want to go to the gym, but I can't yet. You know, I think you experience all these emotional things. Yeah. And if you can at least go outside and go for a walk or be able to exercise your mind, it helps so much, like with everything.
Yeah, I totally agree. We talk about that a lot, that one of the best things that you can do postpartum is get outside in the sun.
And totally. Like, especially with like a C-section and, you know, it's just like you can't sit up out of bed. Your abs just got cut in half. Like it's kind of frustrating, you know, especially for people that it's easy to sit up, you know. And to have my husband, like he was amazing through all of it, because he would change so many diapers in the middle of the night when I was nursing, and he'd get banks and hand them to me. And I just think you feel kind of helpless, but it's nice to feel again like, oh, I'm strong enough to go for a walk or to get on the treadmill or to do something, or even just 360 breathing, you know, just little things to help clear your head and just help you feel good emotionally for sure.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, you talked about this a little bit, but you mentioned that you have, with your program, they don't have to be at a gym. You have stuff that you can do at a gym, but you also have at home, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I love that. Because there are times when it is a gym day and I need to get out of the house and be away with other people that are exercising. And then there's times where I'm like, yeah, I can't leave my house. Like, but it's going to happen. So I love that. And then something else that you do, and you kind of touched on this, but you said you've got these challenges that you do, and I love this. So we've actually had a couple of our My Essential Birth Mamas that I've seen you highlight on your stories who have just done a few of your challenges. And I'm like, good for them, because again, it is not about like, oh, look at how much my stomach shrunk. It's the entire process of what you're going through, the mental, the emotional, the challenging yourself. Like, I'm going to do this thing for my body and check out these results in 20 days or whatever the challenge is. I just think that's really empowering. It's just like planning and prepping and everything that we do for birth, all those exercises. I feel that's the same thing. Like, I've done one of your challenges before and I loved it, because it's like, it gives me a little something to do every day. I feel good that I'm working on my body. And by the end, I also have like a positive stomach or whatever to look at. Like, I can see some progress. So
that's what I love too. Like you said, like, it's not just about the appearance of it. It's about like hearing these people's stories of like how good they feel and how they like found their confidence again. And I don't know, like, that's just what matters to me. And I feel like we need more of that. Like, we need to feel good about ourselves, and we need to, like, you don't have to be this exercise guru to feel good or have a six pack to feel good. Like, it doesn't matter. It matters if like you're just feeling confident in yourself. And like, I don't know, it's just so like, that's my favorite thing probably that I do is my challenges, because hearing their stories and how much it's changed, almost changed their life or their outlook on life. That's what is so awesome to me.
And tell us really quick, is this a membership? How do they sign up for it? Can they cancel anytime?
What is that? My gym and home programs, they're a membership, so they can sign up and cancel at any time. My gym workouts, gym and home, it offers them, they get 2 full months of workouts every single month. And so they have like access to all those workouts, and they can choose like if they want to do shoulders, legs, or they can follow the schedule or whatever. So they have full complete access to that. They can sign up and cancel at any time. The gym workouts there, I think they offer five workouts per week. And then the home is 3 workouts per week. But then they also get access to my full like exercise library and all of that stuff. So if they want to like go in and work legs and they want some leg exercises to do, they can go into that library on my website and be able to pull up a bunch of different leg exercises. So it's kind of cool that way, because you kind of have access to my full site once you sign up for a membership.
Yeah, that's awesome. I also want to mention here, like, I have contacted Shaylee, like, this is, I think, how we started talking. I think I was asking you exercise questions or something, but I know, like, you were super easy to get a hold of or get in touch with in the DMs. You're really helpful. I think overall you're just super positive and very humble. And I think that's one of the reasons I love to follow you, and I love to send people your way, because I think we need more of that just as women in general. So I appreciate that. And then you also post like tons of workouts, like your 10-minute Tuesdays and stuff. You've got those for free on Instagram. And then your memberships are totally affordable. So I love that too.
Seriously. I appreciate the support. So, cause I love it, you know, I love it, but like you wonder if it's helping people, or you wonder if it's reaching people. I feel like Instagram is so hard to figure out.
Oh, it is.
I do it because I love it. So
I have to give you a compliment on this too, because this is something that really stood out to me. And you're like living that right now, but that's watching you have your baby and go into the postpartum. I have loved how gentle that you've been with yourself and your body postpartum. And this is like my own thing, but I had to wonder, like, because you came from such a place of like You guys, you can't see her on the podcast. Oh, Shaylee has an incredible body. She's super toned, like, beautiful physique. And so I always wonder, like, women going into that space and allowing that body to grow and stuff, how they feel about it postpartum. But I feel like you have posted all the pictures, like, through the entire thing, and you're always smiling, and you haven't said a negative thing about your body. And I think that is such, like, a rich, beautiful thing to do as a mother, not being afraid to post the pics and talk about all the things. And just, I feel like you're really positive about it too. So I just wanted to say thank you for being a great example and a good feeling person for moms to follow, because I really truly believe that we need more of that.
Yeah, I feel like it is hard for sure. Like, I'll just kind of touch on that. But I think, like, it's so amazing. Like, we have to realize we grew a human for how many months is it? I'm like, I went over like 9+ months, but I'm like, it's so amazing. Like, the process. Right. And I mean, you can, it doesn't matter if you snap back to the same body or if you still have loose skin or, you know, like, it's just embrace it and enjoy it. And I mean, you can work for the body you want. And it's just, it's kind of a cool process, I think, because it's pretty incredible we can carry a human for that long and be able to develop. So,
all right. Well, thank you so much for taking time to do this interview. Really quick before we leave, if you will just tell people where they can find you. So, like, what your website is and your Instagram.
Okay. So my Instagram is just ShayFit. So ShaY and then FIT. And then, yeah, like Steph said, I post workout videos all the time and just some, and then you can access my website through that as well. But my website is shayfit.com. And that is where I offer all my challenges, my pregnancy programs, my membership programs, all that stuff. So, yeah, I would love to connect with any of you. I seriously love connecting with people through social media. And I love when people DM me and I can help them in some way. And I feel grateful for Essential Birth and the relationship I've built with you, Steph, and with your guys' just program that you do. You guys are amazing, and you make women feel good and feel special, and you guys run an amazing thing. So I appreciate you guys, and thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. For everyone listening to, Shaylee has been so kind to offer a discount code for all of our listeners. So if you head to myessentialbirth.com and you listen to this podcast, scroll down to the bottom, and the link will be in the show notes.
All right, mamas, we will be back with more tips and advice soon. In the meantime, be sure to subscribe so that you get notifications first about new episodes.
And don't forget to head over to myessentialbirth.com for more information on the birth course and to join our online community serving pregnant mamas just like you.